Imagine being scolded by a saint. Well, today we dive into a story involving Padre Pio, shooting threats, and a lesson on prioritizing the spiritual over the mundane. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio Stories and Memories by John McCaffery. Within its pages, the author shares a personal anecdote where Padre Pio delivered a stern reprimand to him and his companions. Now, the words used by Padre Pio were unexpectedly harsh, yet, as is often the case, there's a valuable lesson to be learned from this scolding. But before we dive into the story, I would like to provide some background information about one of the main protagonists Padre Pio scolds, for a better understanding of the story. Dr. Sanguinetti, a country doctor who initially harbored a strong dislike for the church, underwent a remarkable transformation upon meeting Padre Pio. Through a series of unlikely, or maybe I should say miraculous events, he became Padre Pio's right hand in the construction of the hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo. Dr. Sanguinetti played a crucial role in securing funds for the hospital's development, so, as you can imagine, he had many things on his mind during the hospital's construction. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Sanguinetti and how he became Padre Pio's spiritual son, I recommend watching a video I made titled The Atheist, Padre Pio, and the Winning Lotto Ticket. It's a truly fascinating story. You can find a link in the description below. Now, without further ado, let's delve into today's story as recounted by John McCaffery. At the time of these events, Dr. Sanguinetti was overwhelmed with problems concerning the hospital, which was under construction. John McCaffery recalls, "On the way to the church, Dr. Sanguinetti suggested that my companion and I should finish discussing some of those problems with him now, since we were leaving that evening, and that we should proceed to the choir only in time for Padre Pio's blessing. Now, this meant that the three of them would miss hearing the sermon delivered by one of the other friars, as they planned to wait outside to hear the start of the Litany of Loreto before entering. However, their conversation soon came to an end. You see, Padre Pio appeared at the door, visibly angry, and gave them a stern reprimand for staying outside talking instead of listening to the sermon. He addressed John and his companions, saying, 'You two, I would shoot. But you,' turning to Dr. Sanguinetti, he continued, 'I would throw into boiling oil for setting such a bad example. Now get down to the church at once.'" After Padre Pio left, and after they recovered a bit after the shock from the reprimand, the doctor, who was a man of humor, whispered to the others, "It is all right. But there's another problem. Padre Pio talks about a bad example, but the sermon of that friar makes me fall asleep. And when I sleep, I snore. And that's an even worse example." He then continued, "Let's go down to the church, as he told us. But let's not go through the sacristy where he must be vesting. He hasn't finished scolding me, and I wouldn't like to receive the rest in public." After the blessing, the three stayed in the church with the others for the evening talk, still fearing another scolding by Padre Pio. However, by that time, Padre Pio calmed down and just gave them a stern look and a loud "hmm." The author, John McCaffery, concludes that with the passage of time, the reprimand they received that day became a humorous memory. He compared it to a school prank involving the headmaster. Many times later, this event was retold among them with great amusement. End of story. Now, although Padre Pio's vivid reprimand involving shooting and boiling oil may be considered exaggerated and humorous, let's not forget the underlying wisdom. Padre Pio's reprimand highlights the need to prioritize spiritual matters above worldly concerns, and to be mindful of the examples we set for others. As Jesus told his disciples, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So let's not allow the noise of the world to drown out the whispers of the divine. When it's time for spiritual matters, may we remember Padre Pio's stern reprimand and ensure our hearts are not preoccupied with the boiling oil of worldly concerns. May our spiritual journeys always take center stage. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.